Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SBML Infra Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors LLP. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Selina Sheikh from Go India Advisors LLP. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Hello everyone. A very good afternoon and welcome to SBML Infra Limited's Quarter 3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. From the senior management, we have with us on the call today Mr. Manoj Dygga, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sameer Patel, Chief of Technology and Operations of BESS Segment, Mr. Arun Agarwal, Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Kapil Joshi, Investor Relations Officer. Before we begin the earnings call, we must remind you that the discussion in today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore moved in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Arun Agarwal for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you all to the Quarter 3 and 9 months of FY26 conference call for SBML Infra Limited to discuss the operational and financial performance of the company. Our results and investor presentation have already been posted on the Stock Exchange website, and I hope everyone had a chance to go through them. Over the last 45 years, SBML Infra has built strong capabilities by delivering 700+ milestone infrastructures, projects across various states, and earned valuable qualifications across the water and power businesses. Rebuilding on strength and reshaping for future, we are transitioning to SBML 2.0. Focused on disciplined growth, selective bidding, and higher margin opportunities. The current fiscal has been pivotal with strong order inflows and steady execution across water, power, and the emerging BESS segment. We remain focused on profitable and sustainable growth in these long-term growth-oriented sectors. Now, moving on to some updates on the infrastructure sector. As India advances towards its Viksit Bharat mission, infrastructure continues to act as a key engine for economic growth, employment generation, and long-term financial stability. The Union Budget of FY26 reinforces infrastructure-led growth with a capital outlay of 12.2 lakh crores, with substantial allocation of 85,222 crores for urban development, supporting India's Viksit Bharat vision. Continued emphasis on water infrastructure with 67,670 crores for Jal Jeevan Mission, 8,000 crores for Amrit 2.0, 5,226 crores for irrigation and river interlinking, and 3,100 crores for Namami Gange is structurally positive. The water supply projects under the overall allocation of rupees 17 lakh crore for the Jal Jeevan Mission, Amrit 2.0 and Namami Gange river linking programs and others will be implemented on a long-term basis. These priorities align strongly with SBML Infra's core strength in water, sanitation and reuse projects. We are well positioned to leverage on the opportunities to drive quality order inflows through selective bidding while maintaining margins and returns. India's energy transition targets of 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030 with installed capacity of already at around 263 gigawatts. The battery energy storage capacity is projected at 236 gigawatt by FY32, translating into a USD 57 billion market by 2032. And the Union Budget FY26 reinforces this with 1,09,000 crores for energy infrastructure, around 1,000 crore of viability gap funding for BESS, incentive for lithium ion manufacturing and financing reforms via PFC and REC. SBML Infra has strategically entered into BESS with end-to-end EPC capabilities and a 2.5 gigawatt phase 1 manufacturing facility at Supai MIDC Pune, which is expected to come up in Q1 FY27, scalable beyond 10 gigawatt, supported by a technology partner with Energy Vault USA. We are actively and aggressively bidding for BESS opportunities supported by strong policy guidelines, improving project economics, and catering to grid-scale demand. The opportunities are over and above current opportunities of approximately 50,000 crore in power substations, which is also a core strength of the company. Coming to our operational performance, we are pleased to inform that for most of our recently awarded projects where design and drawing approval typically takes 6 to 12 months, the required approvals have now been secured. Project execution has commenced, providing us with clear visibility on revenue recognition and profitability from these projects going forward. During the 9 months of FY26, SCML Infra witnessed strong order momentum, securing fresh order inflows of 4,324 crores across water projects in Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, besides Tamil Nadu. This figure represents the total project value, including order awarded through joint ventures. Our current order book stands at 4358, including the taxes, which reflects SPML's proportionate share in JV projects. The order book comprises approximately 1,540 crores of legacy orders and around 2,800 crores of newly secured projects, providing healthy execution visibility for the coming quarters. We have also bid for tenders worth approximately 8,000 crores in Q3, Q4 of the current year across the water, waste and power segments, which are active in nature. Our overall exposure in Jal Jeevan Mission is substantial, and for the JJM project, billing and fund receipts are received from the government is strictly in line with the execution process, ensuring working capital discipline. We follow a highly selective bidding approach aligned with our pre-qualification strengths, focusing only on fully funded projects, DPR approved and higher margin projects with robust contractual structures. We are well positioned to achieve our targeted business volume for the current fiscal with potential upside next year while maintaining our focus on assured funding, timely execution and margin-led sustainable growth. We continue to explore opportunities across water and power EPC tenders currently under various stage of bidding across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Bihar, Kerala and other states. The total estimated opportunity size across these markets is approximately 5.7 lakh crores. Given our strong pre-qualification status, execution track record and regional presence, we expect a meaningful conversion of these opportunities into order inflow during FY27. In parallel, we are strengthening our presence in the battery energy storage system segment. We are actively participating in various tenders floated by NTPC and other agencies with a clear focus on maintaining our targeted margin profile. Over the next 6 to 12 months, we see a visible pipeline of approximate 9,000 crores in base orders, and we remain optimistic about securing a healthy share of these opportunities. Coming to our base plant update, the development of the manufacturing facility is progressing in line with our planned timelines. The construction of the factory is progressing as planned, with the structural framework currently being erected at the project site. The masonries are expected to reach us during February and March, after which commissioning will commence in a phased manner. We also anticipate making the plant operational from Q1. And coming now to our financial performance. As of 9 months of FY26, SPML Infra has meaningfully strengthened its financial position with steady progress on deleveraging, including around 317 crores of debt repaid over the last 2 years, which includes 47 crores of prepayment on the overall liability. The residual around 383 crores payable to NARCL is spread over 6 years and is expected to be fully settled through existing arbitration awards in hand of Rs. 621 crores, which is inclusive of accumulated interest up to January 26. While additional arbitration claim of 4,417 crores provides visibility of around 1,500 crores inflows over the next 7 to 8 years. Also, during the year, company has received arbitration awards, sum of Rs. 30 crores, amounting to Rs. 22 crores from the CWSSB and Rs. 8 crores from Delhi Jal Board. With this, 312 crores worth of awards has already been realized over the last 3 years. The company expects a sizable cash flow after the payment of agreed NARCL debt, which can be utilized for the future growth of the company. During the quarter, Our credit profile was reaffirmed as stable by ICRA, and further ratings are under review, reflecting the ongoing strengthening of our balance sheet and cash flow visibility. Our sanctioned bank facility has been enhanced from rupees 205 crores to 505 crores by leading public sector bank. We have received approval for a surety bond of around 180 crores from the leading insurance companies, further enhancing our bidding capabilities. This expanded limit provides greater flexibility to bid for larger projects and manage working capital more efficiently. For 9 months FY 26, standalone revenue stood at rupees 594 crores, with EBITDA of rupees 62 crores and PAT of rupees 48 crores, translating into margins of 10.4% and 8% respectively. Q3 FY 26 revenue were 231 crores, up 21% year-on-year basis, with EBITDA stood at rupees 26.3 crores, translating into margin of 11.4 crores, and PAT stood at 20.5 crores with margin of 8.9%. EBITDA is up by 86% and PAT is up by 97% year-on-year basis. The completion of legacy, lower margin projects and increasing contribution from higher margin new orders has already begun to lift profitability, positioning the company on a stronger and more sustainable earnings trajectory going forward. During the quarter, the interest cost has increased mainly on account of one-time interest cost on income tax for the year's post-assessment and DD and LC charges and the interest on the mobilization advances on the new projects. In the recent budget announcement, the Honorable Finance Minister has proposed to carry forward the MAT credit for future tax liability only under the new tax regime. Accordingly, the company has planned to shift to new tax regime from the next financial year, where the existing carry forward losses can be adjusted with the future profit without need to make any provision for MAT. This will help the company to save the tax expenses of next 3 years and subsequently adjust the MAT credit. Considering the available allowable expenses under MAT, no MAT provision has been made in Q3 FY26 and need be provided in Q4 FY26 also. The company is having a strong current ratio of 1.81 times as of Q3 FY26, which shows the sufficient liquidity into the company. The current ratio is slightly impacted in the current quarter because of the various bills raised in the end of the quarter and the realization of which will be received in the Q4. Further, the company is expecting more than rupees 100 crores latest by 22nd April 26 from conversion of warrants, which will improve the liquidity further. With a significant portion of our projects now entering the billing phase and execution momentum accelerating, we are confident of delivering a strong Q4 performance. Performance remains aligned with the guidance outlined earlier, has translated into tangible results in 9 months FY26, and we remain well positioned to meet our full year growth for FY26 and around 25-30% on the revenue and approximately 40-50% on the PAT. With the conversion of the awards from the various tenders currently floated by different states in water, power and base segments, we shall provide the guidance for FY27 in our yearly con-call along with the yearly results. That is all from us. We will now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, congratulations on the set of good numbers. Just wanted to know on 3 questions. First is, given that we did not pay tax this quarter and you mentioned there is a tax adjustment which is about to happen for the earlier losses under MAT, so can you quantify the amount of outstanding losses which we can avail in the upcoming quarters against the profit?
We have roughly around 200 crore of loss and then the further assessment is going on. So next few years, we don't have to pay tax.
Okay, so for few years or for few quarters?
Few years, because we have the accumulated loss
which will be sufficient for this year, next year, and one more year, definitely.
Right. The second question was on the line of the BESS plant, where we can see a lot of players are entering. They are putting up their manufacturing, right? So just wanted to understand from your end, whether first of all, are we on track for Q1? Are we expecting numbers to start coming in our top line as well as bottom line in Q1, or are we expecting meaningful contribution later on? And second is, we did mention earlier that we are going to set up a container manufacturing facility also, which would help backward integrate. So just your thoughts on these two.
Two things, as Arun has explained, our BESS plant is on track. We are expecting the commercial production in Q1. Basically, the construction work has almost completed and is in the advanced stage of progress. Machinery equipment order we have already given, and they are expected to come in February and March. So we are, BESS plant is on track. On the tender, we are already participating. It is irrespective whether the BESS plant is start or not. We are participating into various tenders. Roughly around 4,000 crore worth of tender we are participating. There is a visibility of roughly around 8,000 to 9,000 crore going forward into the BESS tender. And we are participating into that. And based on the our selected criteria and margin category, we are hopeful that we will get in the Q1 some order. Q1 next year we will get a substantial order from the base operation also.
Yeah, and for the container manufacturing facility, where
we are evaluating. We have to internally prepare the DPR, and yes, we have the plan to do that. But till date, we are evaluating our internal level, internal committee, and at the board level. Once they approve, we will declare and we will inform to you in our subsequent phone call.
Understood. And just last question on the bottom line, where next year, given that our legacy projects will be in the last phase of execution, our new projects will be kicking in as well as the BESS will be kicking in, right? So all these will be giving a margin boost, right? So I'm just assuming our bottom line to grow by what percentage? You mentioned a 50% bottom line CAGR, but I think so it should be more than that, given the BESS as well as the new projects are more value accretive.
No, this guideline, what we have given guidance, that is for this year and the Q4. The overall year growth, we expected roughly around 25% to 30% growth into the top line and roughly around 40% to 50% growth into the bottom line. That is for this year. As we have informed in our opening remark, that the yearly guideline we will give into our yearly con call. Because by that time we will have the clarity on the various tenders which are at the moment floated, and we are participated into that. Based on the visibility of that, we will give the annual plan of the next year in our yearly con call. Plus, we are in the process of preparing our AOP. Once that will be prepared, it will be better for us to give you the guidance for the next year.
Understand. Okay. That's it from my end. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good morning. Am I audible?
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, hello. A few questions. Firstly, on the current order book that we have of 4,300 crores, do we have any power projects right now in the order book, or this is all water-related projects?
We have legacy power projects. The new we have not taken any power projects. We have bidded. There is in power, we are very actively into the substation. And from the last year, substation volume was very low, but from the last few months, various tenders of the substation have started coming, and we have participated into that. So at the moment, our legacy project has roughly around 200 to 300 crore of the power project, but the new order, nothing is in the power.
Okay. Secondly, how much is the receivables we had left to receive from the JJM side? And also, if you could give the JJM portion of the order book, if that's possible.
Can you pardon me?
JJM order.
JJM order. JJM, the old order, as we have told in the opening remarks, old order we have roughly around 200 to 300 crore in the legacy that left into the JJM. The new JJM orders, all as per the new scheme of the government, where we have received two orders from the JJM, one in the Bharatpur and another is into the Kikri, which is recently and which are executing well.
And what is the value of these new orders?
One is 1438, second is 380
okay. And the receivables outstanding from JJM currently are?
JJM old we don't have. In the Kekri we have recently towards the end, we have issued certain bills which we are expecting the payment in this month.
Okay. The next question I had was on the closing order book for 26. So are we expecting any order inflow in quarter 4 from the power side? And what sort of order book value do you expect by the end of FY26, if that number is possible? Any targets you have?
Till date, as I told you, the entire new order book we have received 4,323, which includes the JV. If you take our share outstanding, is roughly around 2,817. We have the legacy order of roughly around 1,540 crores. So the total order, and as on 31st December, is roughly around 4,358 crore. We have bid for roughly around 8,000 crore of orders. Roughly around 5 lakh crore of order visibility is there in the various states. Where whenever that will come, we will keep on bidding. So we are
any target you have for the March 26 closing order book figure for the including the water and the power project?
26 order book will be as it is, because now whatever tender is coming, if we meet, it will not convert by March. So March 26, this will be the order book, 358.
But we'll be executing some of the orders in this quarter, right? So what sort of orders are we expecting in the quarter 4 inflow?
If you see, in the bidding process, it takes from bidding to conversion and the signing of agreement or LOI, it takes roughly around 3 to 4 months. Although we have bidded into 8,000 crore of order, but we are not expecting that to be converted into by March. It may be in the first quarter, we will get some conversion of the bidded order.
And what sort of win ratio we have on these orders that we've bidded?
Pardon?
Any win ratio we have for the water orders or the power orders that we've bidded?
There is no win ratio as such, because as I told in our remark, that we are very, very selective on certain criteria of our order selection. We don't bid where the funding is not there. We don't bid where the margin is less than 10%. So if there is a margin, our bidding is always more than 10%. So we can't, that way there is no thumb rule that how much is and how much getting converted. But definitely we are the leading player and we have the PQ and we have the ability. We are expecting a sizable order in the next year from the order opportunity what we have in the water, power and BESS.
That is great. Secondly, on the timeline, so what sort of timelines you have on the water orders and the timelines you have for the substation orders or the BESS orders that you're going to be bidding from that now on? Timeline on the execution?
In the water project, generally it is coming from 2.5 years to 4.5 years, because it's a design drawing project. So basically 3 to 6 to 12 months it is required to get the approval of the design drawing, and then roughly around 2.5 years to 3.5 years is for the completing of the project. Well, power project is normally 24 months. That is the period by which transformer 24 months to 28 months, that is the power, because the substation and transformer is a long leading period, lead period. And BESS is between 1 year to 2 years, 2 years, 1 year to 2 years. Come here, if you add here.
And on the BESS side, what projects are we bidding for? Is this EPCM supply, or are we also going to take part in the O&M first part of the project? And also, are we going to do the BOT projects as well? Any color on what sort of BESS opportunity we are bidding for?
BESS, at the moment, we are bidding for the EPC only. But we are also exploring. At the moment, only EPC.
EPC and the supply from our own facility, correct, right?
Then EPC is, it includes the supply, it includes the design, it includes the fabrication, construction, everything.
So the entire 2.5 gigawatt hours, are we going to use that captively, or are we expecting to sell that to any third party EPC player as well?
That's we have the battery pack facility. The same battery pack will be utilized for our EPC business, and we will also do the OEM for any EPC player who are in the BESS. So their battery pack requirement also we will satisfy, we will meet out from our battery pack plant.
Okay.
We will do both here.
Okay, that is great. And also, so you gave some targets for FY26, 25 to 30% growth. And so our quarter four is looking quite heavy with the execution. Are we confident on the 350, 400 crores of execution in the fourth quarter of FY26?
Fourth quarter will be better. As I told you, in the demand drawing, the approval is taking slightly longer time because that decides each and every aspect of the pipe size, pipe lane, area, forest, clearance, all these things are there at the design drawing time, and subsequent to that, it's a fast track, and where we have a strong team of execution and a strong relationship with the suppliers, and we do maximum into the escrow accounts mechanism. We have the sufficient bank limit. So I'm not finding any problem in execution of the project. And since, as Arun has told, we have got all the clearance from our three plant, all the major design and drawing approval. So we are expecting a good, healthy Q4 this year.
Okay, and the 2.5 gigawatt hour capacity, that's the phase one. What sort of capacity are we adding in the phase two? Is it similar or a bit higher?
We have the plan to enhance it to 5 and finally to 10.
Okay, fine. And at peak capacity, would you expect the revenue from this battery pack?
We will inform you in the yearly con call, because by that time we will have our UOP ready. But next year will be sizably, substantially better compared to this financial year, because one, all the project revenue which we got the design and drawing approval will be executed in full swing into the next year on our approved project. Second, there is a visibility of 5 lakh crore tender which are coming into the Q3, Q4 and Q1. We are expecting some revenue from there, some order conversion from there, which may give us the result into the Q4 into the next year. BESS, we are expecting a sizable order. We are expecting the power sector substation good order. So we are expecting the next year will be much better, both on the top line and the bottom line. But however, the guidance we will provide you in our...
Yeah, that's true. And the margins on the BESS and substation side, what sort of differential you have with the water? So are they in the range of like 12 to 13% or in the same range of 10% margins?
As I told you, we have a clear discipline that less than 10% we will not take any business.
Correct.
Okay. The BESS, substation or water.
Okay. Yeah, that is it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Hemant Soni from Hemant Soni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So thank you for providing me the opportunity. Just wanted to ask one thing. The operating EBITDA for FY25 is, I guess, 43 odd crores. So even if I do a math and take a guidance of a 40-50%, profitability, the EBITDA operating EBITDA should be close to 60 odd crores for FY26, right? And we have already done an operating EBITDA of around 43 crores, in 9 months of FY26. So is it, guidance and the number don't match. So is it fair to assume that are we being a little conservative in giving the guidance for FY26 in terms of profitability?
If you see, the yearly number of our last year EBITDA, operating EBITDA, was 62.88 crores. At this, in the 9 months, we have made the EBITDA of 61.71 crores. So we are able to achieve the entire last year EBITDA into the 9 months approximately. And we have the Q4 also, which we feel will be slightly better because of our approvals which we have obtained. This quarter we had the EBITDA of 26 crores. So the next quarter we should have slightly better of this. So that's the guidance we have given you.
So I was actually not factoring it in the other income. I was talking about the operating EBITDA.
This other operating EBITDA, which you are saying the other income minus?
Yes, yes, yes. I have the numbers in front of me, I guess. They are close to 43 crores for 9 months of FY26, I guess. On a consolidated level.
No, if you do that, then even if you minus the other income, which is basically the interest income and various that income, which is related to the operation of the company. So if you minus here and if you minus into the last year also, so it will be reduced by 16 crores from here and it will be reduced by 11 crores from the last year. So it will be roughly around 50 crore and here it is around 44 crore. And we have the last quarter again, which will be substantially high. So you will get a substantial.
Yes, sir. So we are, it should be close to 60 odd crores for FY26. So it is basically flat on a quarter and quarter basis. I mean, it will be basically flat, right?
As I told you, the last quarter will be better. I can't give you the number, which was whether it will be 60 or 65 or what. The revenue should grow. EBITDA, total EBITDA should grow. More than around the PAT should grow more than 30-35%, 40-50%, and the revenue should grow by 25-30%. That is the overall guidance. Exact number we will not able to give, but we can only tell you that the Q4 will be better.
So Q4 should be better on a quarter on quarter as well as year on year basis, right?
It will be quarter on quarter, and it will be quarter of the last year also.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Nadi from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, good one, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just like as you mentioned, like we would be getting some orders from the PSS case to the quantum of 8,000 crores in the coming years. So can you please quantify like what would be the entire world for the PSS, like what kind of industry size would be for the PSS?
Samir, can you highlight here?
Yeah, sure. So the orders which we anticipate will be purely grid-driven segment. So it will be more related to 5 megawatt DC block systems and 6.26 DC block systems.
So, sir, can you please specify the entire industry size of the PSS? Like what kind of industry would you like to be catering with our new capacity for the industry size?
Yeah. So, the entire industry size is about 236 gigawatts. for the next 5 years. So by FY32 for India, this is the scale, 236 gigawatt hour. Now what SPML is doing is we are positioning for at least 5 gigawatt hour in phase 2, which will be in the next 1 to 2 years. And then we will expand that further to 10 gigawatts.
And on a contrary of 236 gigawatt capacity by FY32, why we are standing as a falter?
Because this is also driven by the tenders which is floating around the market.
No, I'm actually driven by that. Like, what is the current capacity as on date as we talk, sir?
What is the, sorry?
What is the current capacity of this BESS as we talk? Like you are guiding for a 236 gigawatt kind of capacity by FY32, right? So what would be the capacity as we talk, sir?
So, in terms of the container itself, is 5 megawatt. That's the capacity. 5 megawatt is like 5,000 kilowatt hour. Okay. And
as of date, right?
Yeah, as of date, it's 5,000 kilowatts. You can put it that way. So 5 megawatt into, let's say, 100 megawatt project, you're talking about 20 containers. And if you talk about 1 gigawatt, you're talking about 100 containers.
Okay. And what is the broad margin profile?
I hear oil also wants to add, like if you see the 266 gigawatt which we are planning by 2032, which is size-wise roughly more than 5 lakh crore business, which is going to become into the next 5 years. And it will not be equally distributed, but that is the minimum which the government has already announced. 5 lakh crore business into the BESS is already there, so it will grow further.
Got it, sir. And sir, can you tell us, like, what would be the margin profile of this BESS, like on a soft note and also on a higher note, sir? They have got margin rate, sir, when CDS will operate?
Well, as I told you, it's a very clear that guidance of our company that less than 10% we are not. So that is one. In OEM also, we will try to get the 10% margin. And BESS on the ETC, so definitely less than 10%, we are not going to do that. So for all our new projects, including the BESS and power and water, you can consider 10% minimum as our margin.
And what could be the peak margin, sir, in this business?
Peak margin we will keep on announcing. Whenever the order will come, we will get the order because 10 is the minimum, but the maximum we can bid and whatever we can get that. But 10% is the minimum. For your calculation, you can consider 10%, anything. But we are taking, like other projects, whenever we take, we try to maximize more than 10%. But 10% is the minimum by which we will take.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. So, wish you all the very best, sir. That's it from my side. I'll come back and accuse you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Hardik, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry. Am I audible?
Hi, Hardik.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to have one follow-up on the power segment. Anything other than BESS we are planning to bid for?
If you see, Hardik, historically we are the company which is focused into the water and power, and when we say power, then it is a substation which we make, and because the renewable energy, this thermal more or less stopped for last 2-3 years, and it was more towards the renewable energy, our power substation business has reduced, but suddenly the thermal power business has started in a big way. We are expecting roughly around 40 to 50,000 crore of the substation business which are going to come into various entities and various other states and the APSU units. we are targeting that order also into our kitty.
Correct. So for that, I think that is to be planned after 3 to 4 years, because all the greenfield urban plants are expected to get commissioned by 2029, 2030, 2031, right? So by when do you expect us to start getting at least the orders in our
book? Order is already floated. Like if you see the roughly around 8,000 to 9,000 crore of substation order is already floated. It is coming on daily basis. Every month you are getting the substation orders. One, the news, they are improving the substation, they are including the base into the substation, and this substation work is continuous. So we are expecting, next year we are expecting a sizable order into the substation. And we are going to take at least one or two order of substation also.
Right. So if you can just quantify, like if there are 8 to 9,000 crore orders, we are expecting 10%, around 10 to 15% of orders from that city, or given our experience, we can have a bigger chunk.
We should get one or two. Now the substation business will be normally between 200 to 500 crore orders. Now it depends which order we get, but we should get one or two.
Right. By next year we are expecting. Okay, understood. And what is the execution timeline of the substation project?
It requires a transformer where the lead time is 24 months.
Understood. So 24 months is the execution.
22 to 26 months.
Yeah, that's it from my end. Yeah, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Kritika Khurana from Finstock Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for giving me this opportunity to ask the question. So, my question is, how does the competitive landscape in India look for a mid-sized player like HPML?
Can you repeat again, Kritika?
Yeah, so my question is, how does the competitive landscape for BESS in India look for a mid-sized player like SPML? Also, like, what is the minimum take or pay commitment, if any, in your 10-year agreement with Energy Vault?
Energy Vault, we have already procured the license. We have purchased that, and now it is every year our order execution, we have to pay 1.75 is the royalty which we have to pay, for which, against which they will give us all the upgrade in the technology which they will develop. So in one way, for our R&D facility, we are paying business amount. On the competitor side, on the other sector other than BESS, in the ETC business, it is mainly to the PQ, and whoever has the PQ, they have the eligibility to bid and take the order. We are in the top 4 to 5 companies in India into the water, and maybe top 10 companies into the power. So that gives us the mileage to take the orders compared to other mid-sized players who don't have the PQ because of our maturity and existence of more than 40 years, and our execution of 700 projects which we have done. We have the qualification of almost all type of water and power projects which are going to come, and that gives the advantage compared to any other mid-sized player, because we can take the order.
Okay, understood. And sir, is the company planning any further institutional fundraisers to support the BESS projects, or will it be entirely funded through promoter infusion and internal accruals?
If you see, from the last 2-3 years, we have infused roughly around 460 crore by part which is conversion of debt also. So 460 crore has been raised into the company. The liquidity is sufficient. We are further getting 100 crore of the warrant money in the Q4 and the early part of the April. So at the moment we have sufficient liquidity, plus we have 500 crore of bank limit, we have 200 crore, 180 crore of surety bond limit. So at this moment, the liquidity is more than sufficient. You can see from our current ratio, which is 1.81. And at the moment, we don't have any plans.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Priyanshi Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, sir. So I have questions regarding the margins of the company. So our operating margins have been under pressure due to legacy process. So what percentage of the current order book, approximately I think around 4,500 crores, consists of this low margin legacy contract? And when do you expect the mix to shift entirely to high margin projects?
As I told you, out of the 4,358 crore gross order, it includes our share of JV also. 2,800 crore is the order which is having the higher margin, which is the order which we have acquired in last 1 year. And 1,540 is the legacy order. This legacy order will be completed into the next year or maybe one more year. And this new order contribution and proportion will keep on increasing into every quarter. One with the existing order, second whenever we will start taking the new order and the execution will start.
Okay, sir, got it. Sir, I had another question. This with the recent 159 crore surety bond limit secured, how much of a breather does this provide in terms of bank guarantee limit? And also, does this free up cash previously held as margin money?
No, it's free up. Basically, it's earlier when we started with the NARCL, that time any BG, etc., we had to give 100% cash margin. So now we got the regular sanction from the bank. The margin has reduced substantially low and it is a continuous process and we will keep on reducing the margin. So that is on the bank side. On the surety bond, we don't have to give any margin.
Okay, got it. That's it for so that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Kamal Jaswani from U First Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just wanted to know that are we also pursuing any projects in wastewater management?
Water management, we are qualified, but our focus is into the bulk sector, where the pipeline, etc., is laying of the pipeline. That is our preferred, because there we have a great connect with the suppliers and the execution normally become fast. But yes, we are qualified for the wastewater, and we are also looking into the wastewater.
Okay, and generally, what are the margins in this pipeline or water projects which we are currently in?
10% we don't take.
10%?
Minimum 10%.
Minimum 10%, okay. Because I was just, I met one of the corporates recently who is into waste water management. They are probably having margins closer to 20%. So I was just thinking it's a great opportunity if we are qualified. We should also explore where margins can double. So that's why I just thought of checking with you if management can start.
It's a project to project specific. It can be 20%, it can be 10%, it can be 15%. Somewhere it is less than 10%, we don't take, but there are a few guys who are taking less than 10% also. It's depend on project to project. Waste management has certain complexity and certain capex nature, so slightly the margin can be better. And like the distribution also has some complexity because you have to go to the city and you have to do the household connection. So there the complexity is slightly high. The duration is slightly high, then the margin can be slightly high. When you do the bulk, when on the outer side you keep on laying, so the education is very fast. So slightly margin will be lesser than to the waste management. So it depends on to both plus and minus, and it's a call of the company pay on each project whenever there is a bid come and we bid for that.
My God. Thank you for this answer. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Looking ahead, we believe HTML Insight is strongly positioned for sustainable growth. With a strong focus on water, power and BESS, discipline bidding, a strong balance sheet, and an improving credit profile, we are entering the next phase with greater financial resilience and clear profitability visibility. Thank you for joining us today and for your continuing trust and support. We remain confident in our growth journey and committed to consistent delivering strong results. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us or our IR advisor, Go India Advisor. Thank you once again. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Go India Advisors LLP, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.